You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Monday, December 12th, 2005, and on today's show we have Mark of Special Delivery. Mark, how you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great out here in California, Archer. How are things back east?
Very good, thank you. I thought we would do a little catching up show because I've been trying to get people who have been on the show before to come back and tell us what's going on in their lives. So I'm glad you're able to sit in for a show today.
Well, I'm glad the timing worked out for both of us.
Absolutely. So what's new in your life?
What's new in my life? I've got a sponsor for my show.
Oh, very good.
Very nice lady decided to sponsor the show for a full year for my hosting costs.
Wow.
I don't know whether she has any ulterior motives or not. She wants to remain anonymous, but she likes my show. She has a regular AM radio show.
When you say she wants to remain anonymous, you mean to you or just to everybody else who listens to you?
To the audience and all that.
Okay.
I know who she is.
Okay. So she has listened to your show before?
I believe so. She must have. And
that's
I was lamenting about my credit card issues, and she says, hey, I can take care of that. I'd be happy to.
That is really nice.
So that was the most exciting thing going on lately.
Now, in terms of your hosting, what level of service do you have? Do you have how many megabytes per month do you have?
I went for the mid-grade, the 250 megabytes.
Ah, that's a good idea.
Because sometimes I put music in my shows, and I like to do them at a full bit rate.
Right. Yeah, I remember listening to music you just had recently on one of your shows.
Yes, and I don't use PodSafe music.
As you can tell, I don't either. Well, now, I actually just upgraded to the highest level. I went to the 800 megabytes.
Wow.
Because I've been doing video and stuff.
Right, and we all enjoy your videos.
Yeah, but now my video camera is broken, and I don't have a video camera anymore.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to have to get one.
What did you do, drop it during a shoot?
Well, I actually think that one evening when I was going over to the boyfriend's, I had it in my overnight bag, but it wasn't in its little video camera case. I just had it sitting in my bag, and I hit the wall, and I know that the camera was hit, but I don't know if that, you know, was what caused it to do that or not. So
that sounds like a likely cause.
Yeah, so I'm just, and it's time to upgrade. I've had that camera for 3 years, so it's just time to get a new one. You know.
We look forward to the new HDTV Archer video.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be that great. So,
well, there's some pretty nice cameras out there.
Yeah, that's true, and very expensive cameras. That's why I'm holding out. Well, so now, what new things have you had going on in your show? I know you had, the last show was a guess the movie location, but we haven't heard the answer to that yet.
Nobody has taken a guess yet, I guess. That the picture is too generic. I'm not giving enough audio clues.
Right. I listened to it like 3 times to try to figure it out.
Yeah, I thought if I gave them a point in the direction to go towards Clint Eastwood, who he directed a film in Columbia State Park a while back. And this movie was actually filmed before Clint Eastwood filmed his movie.
Right.
But the titles of the movie are extremely similar. If you figure out what one Clint Eastwood filmed,
well,
the other one will pop right into your head.
The only thing I can think of is asking if it's a Western that he did.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't remember the name of the... Oh, wait a minute. Was it Unforgiven?
I believe that was one of his movies, yes.
That wasn't it.
But I think on the next show I'm going to actually reveal the three main lead characters.
Oh, okay. Give us some more clues.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I here on your show, I'll let them know that it was filmed in the, I believe it was 1982.
Okay. Filmed in 1982.
It was a TV movie filmed in 1982. It was about three brothers, okay?
About three brothers. That's probably more than you should give.
Yeah. Well, you can edit that out if you want.
Well, when I do these recordings on Gizmo or Skype, I don't edit all that. I can't talk. I don't edit any of that out.
Okay. Well, if they listen to your show, they can go to my website, specialdelivery.libsyn.com, click on my Flickr photos on the right-hand side, and they can take a look at the photo.
And maybe give him an idea. Yeah. I will certainly put a link to my to your show in the show notes. Even though I already have you on the sideline, I'll go ahead and do you.
Over the place. Thank you so much.
Right. So, now, have you figured out? I know I saw that you figured out how to put the picture in your podcast, because that picture came up when I listened to your show on my computer.
That was very easy to do. You have your iTunes open, and you drop your MP3 file into iTunes.
Right.
And then you can drag your artwork right into iTunes and then save it.
Exactly.
Back to the desktop, and that attached the picture. That was simplicity.
But see, now you need to have some album art so that you can attach it to every show that you make.
Yes. I'm working on that. I got some wonderful pictures of me taken last week from the other delivery driver at work.
Uh-huh.
She brought her little digital in, and I think she used software called Picasa.
Never heard of it.
I think it's a PC program. But anyhow, she had some wonderful blurring effects and colorizing effects and made me look just fabulous.
Wow.
So I think I'll use some of that as my artwork, and I'll just drop my name in on top.
That sounds good.
Should work.
I look forward to seeing that then.
Yeah.
Now, when's your next show coming out?
It'll be later this week, Wednesday maybe.
Okay, that's good.
On Wednesday, because I have tomorrow off. I had some dental work done today, so I didn't feel too comfortable recording a show.
Aww.
All Novocained up.
Aww.
I'm recovered at this point.
That's good.
I've had a glass of sake and some...
Oh!
some teriyaki ahi tuna, so we're ready to go.
You are ready to go, so you'll be recording. Now, how come you only do like one show like every 2 weeks or something?
Because I'm the world's laziest delivery driver when it comes to doing a podcast.
Oh, I don't think so.
And I'm just a procrastinator. And what happens is I record audio, and then I listen to it, and I just say, oh, God, they're not going to like that. And I don't post it.
So you've probably got a lot of unused audios.
I have a lot of unused audio. I had one geocache that I did down at the Glory Hole Recreation Center.
Oh, my gosh.
I had a great interview with the park ranger, just tongue-in-cheek, you know, walked into the visitor center and asked her, you know, I'm headed over to this glory hole recreation area. Could you tell me what a glory hole is?
And did she tell you?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
my God.
I think I will put that clip in this show on Wednesday.
You should. That would be great.
I won't put in the whole geocaching adventure, but I'll put in her little performance. I even got her to sing some Irish songs.
Oh, wow. See, now that would be a great addition to a podcast.
And she totally did not know what our version of a glory hole was. There's an old mining term, and there's something to do with old reservoirs, something to do with the spillway. It's an older term. Us gay boys have co-opted the term.
And totally changed it. Well, that's wild. I'll have to look forward to that.
Yeah, so you know, that's the type of stuff I have. But it was recorded in the middle of some other audio.
Uh-huh.
And so instead of editing it to pieces, I just decided not to post the whole thing.
And that's where the laziness comes in, because you'll just like throw it together and say, fuck it, you know?
Exactly.
Well, now
I like to...
Go ahead.
I like to do little segments, and then I just piece them together.
Yeah.
When I record 25 minutes at a pop, it takes me forever to sit down and edit all my stupidity out of it.
I try to do very little editing, tell you the truth. Very little. Well, now, over the months, because I think I've been listening to you since when? Early summer?
I think that's when I started, around Mother's Day in May or June.
Yeah, and I think I've been listening to you since the beginning. Has your listenership grown over that time?
It sure has. And I always get a spike of direct downloads after I've been on your show or you did a shout-out.
Really?
My subscribers don't go up that much, but I get individual episodes get hit.
Wow.
So I think I have regular listeners of about 40.
That's very good. But they're a very quiet crowd, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I don't get too much email. I get my desperate housewife from Florida sends me email.
Right.
I think his name is it Patrick or Peter up in Squamish, British Columbia?
That's Mike Perry.
Mike Perry. That's the P. Yeah. That's where that came in.
He's one of my listeners, too.
Yes. And so he sends me some nice email.
And you might have Peter out in Germany. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. No. Peter in Germany, if you're listening to my show, give me an email.
And he will eventually. If he listens to your show, he will, because he emails me like every 3 days with like a whole bunch of questions about the podcast that he just listened to. Because he listens to like 5 at a time and then emails me about them. So
yeah, I wish I had known about him when I went to Germany in 2001. I did a Christmas tour of Eastern Germany, Dresden, Munich,
well, let's Nuremberg. See, he would have been about 16 then.
Oh, my goodness. He was probably the waiter at the Golden or Hirsch Hotel we stayed at in Rottenburg.
Well, because he just turned 21 in July, I believe.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
Well, he's over 18 now.
Right. So go back to Germany.
I might have to.
Too funny. Well, so now, do you have big plans for the holidays?
No, our holidays are very low-key. My family is very split apart. We're
yeah.
very dysfunctional. So my mom does a volunteer community Christmas dinner. So the only way I get to bump into her is if I go to the community Christmas dinner.
And will you be doing that?
Of course.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
Every year, and I volunteer there and get to visit with the nieces and nephews.
And do you
my
do
brother
any...
brother might make an appearance.
The psycho one?
Yes.
Okay.
The tattooed freak.
Yeah. Now, do you guys do any kind of gift exchange?
We generally don't. Our family is not very material oriented, so we'll
okay.
do a card. Or I think my mom mentioned she wanted to purchase me some direct TV programming.
Oh wow, that's
she
nice
wanted
of her.
To actually go out and pay for that because I don't have television here. Well, my satellite dish was installed in '93. And it only works when the temperature is below 40 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Because it's one of those big 10-foot dishes.
Oh, no. That's the state flower of West Virginia.
Yeah. Out here, the terrain's a little rougher, so they're a little bit harder to install.
Yeah, that's understandable.
We have too many trees and mountains blocking parts of the sky.
Tough to get that signal.
Yeah, so I only have access to 4 of the C-band satellites when it works.
Oh, that sucks.
So that's all we're doing for the holidays. I don't put up a tree. I don't decorate.
Aww.
If I get really inspired, I will take the string of mini lights and I will staple them to the wall in the shape of a Christmas tree.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. If you do that, you're going to have to take a picture of it.
I certainly will, Archer.
That's terrible. I feel so sorry for you.
Why? We have a wonderful time at the community Christmas dinner. When I volunteer there, we serve dinner to 500 to 1,000 people. Not necessarily homeless people, but just folks that don't have anywhere else to go
right.
for the holidays.
So then you become part of that big family then.
Yeah, it's one giant family.
Yeah.
And we see the same people every year, and they catch up with us.
Well, actually, that's very good then, because I'm materialistic, and I want presents and all that stuff. However, my family, we don't exchange presents anymore either, because, well, first of all, I come from a huge family, and it would just be too expensive. And it's all about the grandkids now. So unless you have kids, it really isn't fun anymore to do Christmas. So
yeah, my sister has kids, but they're very churchy, so they don't. They're into the religious part of the Christmas holiday.
Oh, you mean Christmas is about religion?
It is to them, so it's not my thing.
Mine either. I definitely would not. I enjoy the traditions of Christmas, putting up a tree, singing, giving gifts, spending time with family, but I don't associate religion with it at all.
Yeah, my sister's kids do. And, the small community I live in, we still have carolers that come around.
Oh, wow.
So usually Christmas Eve, if I'm home, if I get home early from the community dinner, I can usually count on a group of carolers coming by.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I live
so
in a
that's
big...
That's one tradition.
That's so nice. I live in such a big metropolitan area that you wouldn't even think about doing that these days.
No, you wouldn't want to knock on some stranger's door.
No, nothing like that. So, any dates lately? Any love prospects?
None whatsoever. My friend Jill, who was a lesbian.
Oh, I was going to ask about her next because I've been following that one for a little while.
Who was a lesbian? My God, she had tried to hook me up with a really Nordic-looking guy that worked at a hardware store.
Ooh.
He was this gruff, not gruff, burly-looking, stocky, blonde hair, blue eyes, big, thick arms.
Sounds hot.
He's gay, but when I went to introduce myself, he kind of pulled back. He acted like, no, don't even talk to me, dude.
What, like you're not his type or something?
Could have been that, or the fact that it was at his place of business and he didn't want anybody to know he was gay.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought I kept it low key. I brought in a ceiling fan that I needed installed into my bedroom. I said, my bedroom gets too hot in the summer. Could you help me mount this?
You're just full of sexual innuendo.
And that, I think maybe that's what scared him, because one of his employees came right around the corner right at that point.
Is he the boss?
Yeah, he's the manager of the department.
Oh, well, yeah, that could have scared him.
But he, and plus, I found out he does. I have three qualifications. You have to have a car, you have to have a job, and you have to be able to pass a background check.
And oh, my God.
He has a job, but he doesn't have a car. He doesn't drive.
Well, then how does he go out?
He goes out with his lesbian girlfriends.
Oh.
Disco.
But she wouldn't be able to drive him to your house every time.
No, and I wouldn't want him stuck here. That's a long-term thing. I've had too many of those that come visit and stay.
Yeah, you don't need that. You don't need that.
Yeah, that's the only prospect in the past month or two.
Well, now, go ahead.
And my friend Jill.
Yeah.
She finally found somebody to date.
But it's a guy, right?
But it's a guy!
Don't you think she's going to get tired of that after a while?
She'll flip back. She was married to a man, then she went to a woman for 7 years. And that ended horrible, so now she's with a man.
Well, now, is she still sober?
Yes.
Good, that's good, because I was following that, too.
Yeah, she's doing excellent with that.
That's good.
But I never saw her when she was dropped down, fall through the sliding glass door drunk, so...
Okay.
I only saw her when she was cutting my hair, and we've been to a few movies.
Does she still cut your hair?
Yes. Yeah,
good.
She does a very nice job.
Well, then
and
you...
I think we're...
Go
I
ahead.
Think we're going to see Memoirs of a Geisha if it comes up here.
Oh, that sounds good.
And I want to take her to see Brokeback.
I was going to ask you about that, too.
But I don't think Brokeback will be playing in our little theater.
Probably not. You'll probably have to go to...
Such a conservative... I'll have to go to Modesto, which is an hour and a half away.
Yeah. Well, it only opened in major cities this weekend, and not even in D.C. It won't open here until next weekend.
Yeah, so. I could drive to San Francisco. That's a 3.5-hour drive, and I hate the traffic.
Oh, my
there.
God. Just for a movie? No.
Oh, no. It would be a whole event.
It would have to be for 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
I'd have to get a hotel room and everything.
That's what we do.
Okay, well, that's not bad.
I haven't been to San Francisco since 1997, though, so I think I'm about due.
Well, there you go. That would be a good reason to go. And it opened in San Francisco this weekend, so everyone will have already seen it by then.
I think so. So, I was noticing on your show you were asking about tipping.
I was asking about tipping because
I'm a delivery driver.
So you can give me the poop on tipping.
Well, I'm not a newspaper boy, so
right.
I don't think you need to tip those guys.
Although I did get an email from David who says you should tip your mail or your post boy or whatever.
Your newspaper boy, I would think once a year, you know, slip him a nice little card saying thank you for not hitting my petunias. Thank you for having the paper on the front porch each day. And not at the neighbor's house.
That's true. But now, what about deliveries?
Now, the type of deliveries I do, I deliver live plants, landscape material.
Right.
And also floral arrangements. Now, for the landscaping materials, I don't expect tips, or I don't have any expectation on tipping for that type of stuff.
Right.
But on the floral deliveries, I appreciate a buck or two. I do have regular customers that give me, $20 a year.
Wow.
Right around the holidays, they'll hand me $20 saying thank you for doing such a nice job throughout the previous year. But you should tip your flower delivery guy.
Do you get disappointed if they don't tip you?
Not really. The only reason I like tips is because we don't get paid very well. the UPS guys get paid really well.
Oh,
they have
okay.
a union. You know, they have that the labor union, and
right.
They get benefits, and they get paid really well. When you work for a small business, you don't get all those extra benefits, so I'm just making, like, well, less than $10 an hour.
Oh, my God, how do you survive?
It's tough. Living expense. My mortgage is out here runs about $500, so it's not too bad.
Okay, I hate you now.
But I got in the market when, you know, I got a great loan way back when. And the housing costs now, I mean, to rent a house, you're talking $750 to $1,500 a month.
Yeah, I think minimum here it's probably $1,200 a month for like a one bedroom. You know, because we're obviously in very different areas of the country, and it's very expensive to live here, and it doesn't sound like it's too bad out there.
Yeah, I live in a small area, so it's a lot of retired folks. It's a lot of the demographics are older retired folks.
Right.
And they've kept the costs down. But lately, all the Bay Area immigrants are moving up here and driving up the housing prices. Crazy.
Oh. That's going to raise your taxes, too.
Oh, it hasn't raised my taxes yet, but...
Well, then in turn...
I have had some excellent appreciation on the house.
Oh, that's good.
I think the market price has doubled in the 8 years I've lived here.
Wow.
So.
Well, so then in terms of the tipping, then the tipping really adds to your household expenses for,
yes,
you know, to pay
I
them.
I actually need the tipping.
Yeah. Do you claim it all on your taxes?
No, I don't.
Okay, nobody knows who you are.
I haven't filed taxes in 3 years because I've been too lazy, and they owe me money.
Are you serious? You really are lazy. If they're going to send you money and you don't file?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. It's something I'm working on. One of my flaws.
Let's see. If you're a lazy person, you haven't filed your taxes, I bet your house is a wreck, isn't it?
I think Zillafag would feel at home here.
Oh, really? So you're not the best housekeeper?
No, I'm not. But I live alone, so I don't have people complaining.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess that's true.
You
don't have stacks of newspapers sitting around, do you?
No, I don't. No, I don't subscribe to a newspaper.
Oh, that's good. But now, if you are far out there, do you have broadband internet access?
Yes, I live within a half mile of the switching station, so we have DSL.
Excellent. Very good. Because I was wondering how you're doing all these shows without broadband. That would be crazy.
Yeah, I'm in the big city. Our town has a 4,500-person population.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the biggest city in our county.
Then you're okay with the broadband.
Yes,
well,
it
now,
seems fairly reliable. Yeah.
Have you visited any wineries lately?
Let's see. The last one, I was back out to Mount Brow to replenish the supplies that I'm going to be mailing to you.
Mount Brow. The boyfriend was asking me if we were hearing from you lately, and I told him that you sent me an email saying that you were going to try to send something, but I couldn't remember the name of the winery. So
yeah,
it's
Mount Brow Winery, and it's run by Jim and his wife Pam, and
cool.
his son. That's the entire production staff.
Oh my gosh, they do everything. The three of them.
Yes, they do. They have all the vineyards. He does buy some grapes from local vineyards, so he does some grape contracting.
Right.
But other than that, it's just him, his wife, and his son. They do all the bottling, processing.
Wow.
Scientific testing.
And do they have a website? Blending. I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it's Mount Brow Winery. I'll send you an email.
I have to check it out, yeah. Now, what did you get from them to send to me?
I have a... Sangiovese.
Ooh, nice.
Which you know is Chianti. It's
right.
Like 90% of the blend in.
Recording conversation.
Uh-oh, did my cat just hit something here?
That's all right.
My cat must have hit the record button. Hang on.
Stopped recording conversation.
Sorry about that.
That's quite all right. That's no problem at all.
Yeah, and then I also have a Sauvignon Blanc, which isn't grown or produced here. He buys it from the coast.
We had a fabulous Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand just this weekend, so that would be good to look forward to.
Yeah, so we have a Sangiovese and a Sauvignon Blanc from Mount Brow Winery, if I can get my butt to the UPS store this week.
Now, if you need some cash, just send me an email and I'll mail you some.
you did great. The last cash for the I still have half of that left.
So oh, okay, okay, good.
That was plenty for two shipments. Plenty.
Excellent, excellent.
So that was the next winery.
And now, do they know that we'll be reviewing their wines? Or is this
well,
totally...
Well, I mentioned that I was going to be shipping them to Virginia for a possible review.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not expecting that because, you know, you may not like the wine.
Well, that's true. And ask, also, the boyfriend and I have started a blog called Virginia Wine Time where we review wines online. So.
Well, that's very cool. I didn't know about that yet.
Yeah, I think
you mentioned kind of a rumor a couple shows back.
Yeah, I don't think I've actually given out the URL or anything yet, so I should do that.
I think I did a Google for that, and I did find a website that was, it seemed like more of a magazine site that was promoting Virginia wines.
Probably so. Well, this is just, you know, www.virginiawinetime.com. So. Check it out. I'll put a link in the show notes for other people to check it out, too. But in any case, whatever we taste and review, we'll write up something for that blog as well as talking about it on the podcast.
Excellent. I sure enjoyed your Twisted Oak Winery cast.
Oh, that was such good wine. Oh, my gosh.
Scott, the one that gave me the wine was the winemaker, not the owner.
Right, right. Well, if he ever wants to send us some other varieties, we will be more than happy to review them. Because seriously, that was a really good bottle of wine.
You enjoyed the Viognier better.
Viognier, yes, the Viognier. Yeah.
That's more your style. You liked the red. Did I send a Syrah? I think it was
Syrah. Yes, that's right. We had the Syrah with pizza. Yes, we enjoyed that too. Yeah.
And you said it was a really good wine to smoke with. Well.
Yes, because it had those smoky qualities to it.
Found out that. People who smoke, it numbs their taste buds.
Yes, that's true.
So if you normally don't like red wines and you smoke your cigarette, it would kind of cut down on your taste perception, so you might enjoy your red wine a little better.
That's true. And I know I do enjoy it, so. Yeah. Well, listen, I've probably taken up enough of your time. I should probably let you go. So,
you have a nice evening, too.
Did you have any questions for me?
No, I think we took care of that earlier. That's going to be posted in my show on Wednesday.
Excellent. And this will probably be on Wednesday's show as well. So.
Okay, cool.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And I'm just going to end my show right here. So, boys and girls, until next time, bye. Say goodbye, Mark.
Goodbye, Mark. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.